Vancouver will vote in a pair of new councillors to City Hall this spring. The civic by-election is scheduled for April 5, 2025, but local residents will have ample opportunity to cast ballots. 2 of the 10 councillor seats are currently empty. Christine Boyle of One City was elected as the new NDP MLA for Vancouver Little Mountain. Adrian Carr of the Green Party, meanwhile, resigned in January as Vancouver's longest-serving councillor of 14 years. The successful candidates elected on April 5 will serve roughly 16 months before the next municipal election, tentatively slated for October 17, 2026. Who are the candidates? 13 people are looking to win the 2 open seats on Vancouver City Council, in alphabetical order. Theodore Abbott, Team. Jennifer DeSena, Independent. Guy Dubay, Independent. Colleen Hardwick, Team. Ralph Kaisers, ABC Vancouver. Charles Ling, Independent. Karen Litsky, Independent. Lucy Maloney, One City. Jerry Maguire, Independent. Sean Orr, Coalition of Progressive Electors, COPE. Annette Riley, Green Party. Roller Girl, Independent. Jamie Stein, ABC Vancouver. What you need to know. Eligible Vancouver residents must be registered in order to vote in the by-election. To vote in any municipal election, you must be at least 18 years old by election day. Be a Canadian citizen. Have lived in Vancouver for at least 6 months. Live in Vancouver or have owned Vancouver property for at least 30 days. Be allowed to legally vote. Some people have been disqualified by law. Residents of UBC and the University Endowment Lands are not eligible to vote. If you voted in the October 2024 provincial election, you are already on Vancouver's voting list. However, those who are not registered can do so during the electoral process. Those who vote in person and need to register can do so at a polling station. Residents who choose to vote by mail can fill out a registration form online when applying. 2 pieces of ID are required to register when voting in person and must meet the following guidelines. Both must show your name. One must include your address. One must include your signature. You can make a solemn declaration to confirm your identity and residence, if you only have 1 piece of ID, according to the City of Vancouver. What ID can I bring? Acceptable pieces of identification, listed by the City of Vancouver, include Band Membership Card or Certificate of Indian Status, BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card, BC ID, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Canadian Passport, Debit or Credit Card, Government Check or Check Stub, Old Age Security Identification Card, Prescription Medication Containers, Property Tax Assessment, Notice, Social Insurance Number Card, Student Card, Utility Bill. How can I vote? There are plenty of options for Vancouver residents to cast a ballot in the by-election. Advanced Voting. Vancouver has scheduled 2 advance voting dates. Wednesday, March 26th. Tuesday, April 1st. Both will take place at City Hall, located at 453 West 12th Avenue, and polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Election Day, voters can head to their nearest polling station on the day of the by-election, Saturday, April 5th. There are 25 locations, see list below, that'll host ballot boxes for residents to choose who they want to represent them on council. Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Vote by mail. Eligible residents can apply online via the city's website for a mail-in ballot. Ballots can be completed at home and either returned by mail or dropped off at a designated box. You will not be able to vote in person if you have already been issued a mail ballot, the city said. Where can I vote? Vancouver voters looking to vote in person can do so at any of the following locations, including City Hall, in alphabetical order: Britannia Community Services Center, 1661 Napier Street, 2nd floor, Gymnasium, D. Wheelchair ramp accessible through gym main doors. Free street parking and free parking lot, 5 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At accessible parking stall, east side of Gymnasium, D. In the lane. Carnegie Community Center, 401 Main Street. Main floor, theater. Wheelchair ramp accessible at entrance facing Main Street. Metered street parking and pay parking lot. No wheelchair accessible spots. Champlain Heights Community Center, 3350 Machina Drive. Second floor, lounge, accessible by elevator. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Free street parking and free parking lot, 3 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At curbside on Stickine Place. Coal Harbor Community Center, 480 Broaden Street. Main floor, multi-purpose room. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance along the path facing seawall. Free parking on Jervis Street and pay parking lot, 3 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At accessible parking stall and parking lot in front of community center. Creekside Community Recreation Center, 1 Athletes Way. Main floor, paddling center. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Metered street parking and pay parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. On Athletes Way, near front entrance. Douglas Park Community Center, 801 West 22nd Avenue. Main floor, auditorium. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Free street parking and free parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At accessible stall in front of community center. Dunbar Community Center, 4747 Dunbar Street. Main floor, rooms 111 and 112. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Free street parking and free parking lot, 3 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At first accessible stall in parking lot. False Creek Community Center, 1318 Cartwright Street. Main floor, Lind Hall. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Metered street parking and pay parking lot, 1 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At 10 minutes drop-off space on Cartwright Street in front of community center. Hastings Community Center, 3096 East Hastings Street. Main floor, community hall. Wheelchair accessible from community hall entrance facing East Pender Street. Free street parking and free parking lot, no wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. On East Pender Street, near the tree outside the community hall. Hillcrest Center, 4575 Clancy-LaRonger Way. Second floor, room 328, accessible by elevator. Wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Free street parking and free parking lot, 5 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At accessible parking stall and parking lot, near front entrance Kensington Community Center, 5175 Dumfries Street. Main floor, Multipurpose room 131 wheelchair accessible from main entrance free street parking and free parking lot, 6 wheelchair accessible spots, curbside voting. At accessible parking stall in front of Community Center Carisdale Community Center 5851 West Boulevard main floor, auditorium wheelchair accessible from main entrance free street parking and free parking lot, 4 wheelchair accessible spots, curbside voting. At accessible parking stall in parking lot, near front entrance Killarney Community Center 6260 Killarney Street main floor, Seniors Center Grand Hall wheelchair accessible from main entrance free parking lot, 9 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At the Seniors Center drop-off area behind the Community Center's main entrance Kitsilano War Memorial Community Center 2690 Larch Street main floor, Snowy's Lounge wheelchair accessible from main entrance free street parking and free parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots, curbside voting. In front of Community Center, in roundabout Marple Oak Ridge Community Center 990 West 59th Avenue 2nd floor, auditorium, accessible by elevator wheelchair accessible from main entrance free street parking and free parking lot, 1 wheelchair accessible spot, curbside voting. At parking stall across from accessible parking stall Mount Pleasant Community Center 1 Kingsway 2nd floor, multipurpose room 2, accessible by elevator wheelchair accessible from main entrance metered street parking and pay parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At curbside on West 7th Avenue Renfrew Park Community Center 2929 East 22nd Avenue 2nd floor, room 110, accessible by elevator wheelchair accessible from main entrance free street parking and free parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At accessible parking stall in parking lot Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center 181 Roundhouse Muse main floor, gymnasium wheelchair accessible from main entrance metered street parking and pay parking lot, 1 wheelchair accessible spot, curbside voting. On Roundhouse Muse at loading zone near front entrance Strathcona Community Center 601 Kiefer Street main floor, community room wheelchair accessible from main entrance or rear entrance with ramp free street parking and free parking lot, 1 wheelchair accessible spot. Curbside voting. At curbside on Kiefer Street in front of Community Center Sunset Community Center 6810 Main Street main floor, 117 hall wheelchair accessible from main entrance. Greater than free street parking and free parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At passenger zone space on Main Street, Thunderbird Community Center, 2311 Casher Street, 2nd floor, multipurpose room, accessible by elevator, wheelchair accessible from main entrance, free street parking and free parking lot, 1 wheelchair accessible spot. Curbside voting. On Casher Street outside front entrance, Trout Lake Community Center, 3360 Victoria Drive, main floor, Grandview Room, wheelchair accessible from main entrance, free street parking and free parking lot, 6 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At loading zone in front of Community Center, West End Community Center, 870 Denman Street, main floor, auditorium, wheelchair accessible from main entrance, free street parking and pay parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At curbside on Harrow Street, West Point Gray Community Center, 4397 West 2nd Avenue, main floor, gymnasium, wheelchair accessible from main entrance, metered street parking and free parking lot, 2 wheelchair accessible spots. Curbside voting. At accessible parking stall outside gym. For more information, you can visit the City of Vancouver's by-election page. With files from Brendan Kurgan.